This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. What will happen with the site of CSU's former stadium in Fort Collins? Voters there have a chance to choose between two possibilities in next week's election. CPR's Stephanie Wolf explains.
One would turn all of the land into a natural area managed by the city. The second option would turn the area into a multi-use space, and that's in consultation with Indigenous groups in the area. That could include facilities for wildlife conservation, a bike park, a natural area, and trails. If both pass, the one that gets the most votes will be chosen.
CPR's Stephanie Wolf. More than 200,000 Coloradans will soon see their health insurance premiums double. That's according to the state's insurance division. On Monday, it released its final cost for private health insurance on the state's marketplace called Connect for Health Colorado. Denver resident Chelsea Baker Houck gets subsidies to help pay for her insurance. Because Congress did not renew the subsidies, she thinks her insurance could cost $1,000 more a month.
I mean, I don't know how anybody could make that work. I've made it work this far by borrowing from savings. Savings is now gone.
State officials estimate premium increases will lead to about 75,000 Coloradans losing access to their health coverage. Election Day is exactly 1 week away. If you haven't returned your ballot yet, you now need to do it in person through a drop box or vote center. If you mail it, there's no guarantee it'll get there on time. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.